section sports coverage on Q92, brought to you by Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Fixon Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Sather Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, NB Golf Cars, Lee Motor Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tenson Marine, First Security Bank in Canby, House of Spirits Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bank, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minnesota Building Center, The Mattress Bar in Marshall, Section Sports brought to you by American Surplus, Montevideo, Pizza Electric Motor, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Higgins Restaurant, Larson Tiling Incorporated, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Ludvigson Tiling, Heroes Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Prinsbank, Sawearable Designs, Kluber Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Section Sports brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Fine Insurance, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, by Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tassel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto. Section Sports also brought to you by Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Trigestad, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minnesota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Montevideo Senior High School. Paul Ramo, along with Grace Johnson, Ken Fransky, covering section dance team tournament here in Montevideo today, as we always do. And once again, I want to welcome my broadcast partners for section dance, Ken Fransky and Grace Johnson. Welcome, guys.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Thanks, Paul. You know, Paul, I have this thing with dance where I can't really introduce somebody like Grace without saying six-time state champion.
Oh!
You know, that's only going to live that forever, but for a long time, yeah. We'll keep doing it. You know, so she brings such a fun perspective for you and I, Paul.
That's right.
Behind-the-scenes knowledge, and she's got a way better eye for dance and what goes into looking great versus looking good. And it's sure fun to have you back again, Grace.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be here. It's always fun.
That's right. And Grace, she had her section dance tournament last week. Tell us about that, Grace.
Yeah. So I am in my second year coaching in Holly, Minnesota. It's about 30 minutes outside of Fargo, where I go to school. So we had sections last week in Wadena Deer Creek. We're section 4A. And we placed second in both jazz and kick to make it on to the state tournament.
All right, woohoo! Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were at state last year?
Yes, we made it in both jazz and kick last year for the first time in many years, so it's exciting to go back again.
So the Holly community up there by Detroit Lakes, right?
Yes, it's about 40 minutes from Detroit Lakes, right in the middle of Fargo and DL.
And you got the former Shadow helping you, too. Who's that?
Yes, former head coach Hannah Johnson, used to coach the Shadows, is also coaching up there. She's a teacher at Holly as well. So she brought me along with, and it's been a fun journey.
Awesome. Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, let's set the stage here in Montevideo. If you're familiar with the Montevideo Gym, this place is going to be rocking here in about an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll get loud.
Yep, it's already been filling up. They open the doors at 11 o'clock sharp, and we probably have, but they let the special people in early.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the special people, exactly. Just, you know, get front door treatment, everybody frowns on us, but we probably have, you know, a third to half the gym already filled up in the first 15 minutes since the door's been opened. So, yeah, it's going to get hot in here, and it's going to get loud, and it's going to get exciting. Yep.
There were a lot of people waiting for the doors to open. I don't know, sometimes parents and grandparents camp out here at 6 o'clock in the morning. The doors don't open until 11, right?
Yeah,
it's
crazy. I don't know how early they got here this morning, but I did see that Wyoming was first in line for the left side. I was telling Paul that I don't think Wyoming and La Caparle have ever been on the same side for sections in many years just because they're such big teams, and this year they are. So it looks like Wyoming took the top section and Lack took the bottom.
So who, sitting in the Montevideo gym, So how do they determine that, do you know?
I believe it's a random draw. That's okay. What it's supposed to be. But, I don't know, usually they kind of separate it by team size. But, I don't know, it's different this year, I guess.
All right. You know what, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Because what's the west side of Montevideo Gym, our left, the west side of the building, is going to be a lot louder.
Yeah.
I mean, you put the fans from Montevideo and the fans from our Shadow Nation together, it's going to be fun. It's going to be loud and it's going to be fun.
Well, a little history of the section, Dan. This goes, I don't know how many years I've been here. Ken, you're the same thing. Grace, of course, seventh grader. When Grace was born, your mom was coaching.
Yeah, my mom started coaching in 2002, and I was born in 2003, so I've been there the whole time.
You've been at this section tournament? How old are you now?
I'm 20. I'll be 21 in June.
Okay. You got us beat. So, yeah, it's a great tournament. The growth of section of dance in Minnesota is phenomenal. And you kind of seeing that happening with girls wrestling happening in the last couple of years. Girls wrestling is just exploding. And, you know, it was National Girls Day this week.
Oh, yeah, remember? National Women's and Sports Day. Yep.
And a good way to celebrate that. And dance is just a tremendous sport.
Absolutely.
And it's just grown just leaps and bounds over the year. It just hasn't changed at all. So looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast again, Grace and Ken. And thank you for listening on 92.1 FM. You can text a friend and call a friend because we are what? We are the only radio station here broadcasting section dance.
That's right.
We
and
are.
That's pretty darn special for KLQP FM 92.1, not only to do it again this year, but to have been doing it as long as you have, Paul, and the radio station and Maynard, and all the support of your sponsors and listeners. Is, you know, the sport doesn't get as much recognition as some of the other ones in the winter season, but you guys have made it a priority to bring dance to life in Lackbarrow County and the surrounding area.
And we love doing it. Thanks to our sponsors for doing that. All right, let's get into the tournament here. Grace texted me about a month or so ago and said, I'm doing my homework for section dance. Okay. So Grace is the stat person, and she does a tremendous job. You do, Ken. So let's talk about this tournament. Who's here and what to expect?
Yeah, so in Section 3A, I think, Ken, you said we had about 12 teams here today.
We have 12 teams in Section 3A, and in Class A dance, there's a total of 53 teams or co-ops, like our Lackbarrow Valley Dawson Boys, a co-op. So there's two schools there, but that's 53, but not every single one has a dance team. But, you know, just the way the State High School League structures things, there's 53 competitive programs.
Right, and the teams competing today are Bold, Canby, Mineota, GFW, Glencoe, Silver Lake, Lakeview, Lackbarrow Valley, Dawson Boyd, Montevideo, McCrae RCW, New Ulm Cathedral, St. James, Worthington, and Yale Medicine East.
Yeah, and we were talking, Grace, we think the only newcomer to our section this year is Glencoe Silver Lake.
Yes.
Which we believe might have been a 2A school a year or two ago and came down. But, you know, the State High School League is always looking at class sizes and things like that and trying to minimize, I think, travel for schools and costs. So, you know, you get a few newcomers and you maybe get one that slides into a different section as well, too.
Right. And you bring out a good point about, like, school sizes and everything. There's actually a lot of questions and a lot of, you know, speculations about why me and Lackbarrow, they should be AA, they're so big, you know. But if you really look into it at the numbers, class qualification is decided by the Minnesota State High School League, and it divides it in 161 teams equally by a third into A, AA, and AAA, and then they're then divided geographically into section assignments. So Class A, enrollment 91 and 429, students in grades 9 through 12, Class AA, 430 through 1,196, and Class AAA, 1,197 and above. So if you look at those numbers, really, Montevideo comes in at 313, Wyoming 170, McCrae RCW 285, Lackbarrow Valley 315, Canby Mineota 333. So if you really look at the numbers there, I mean, we're in Class A, you know.
Yeah.
We're very far away from AA, so it just puts it into perspective that these small schools really are in Class A, you know.
Sure. We're where we're supposed to be, and I always remind, you know, some fans too, because, you know, every sport's got some controversy,
But, you know, you're dealing with the same age of athletes. Seniors all the way down to, like for us, we've got some 8th graders
right.
on our team. But, you know, a lot of times we think varsity sports, maybe 10th, 11th, 12th grade. But, you know, the athletes are all the same ages as well, too. But you get a bigger pool in the larger schools to draw from. So,
right.
you know, the numbers or statistics kind of work in sometimes the favor
yep.
of the larger schools to maybe be perceived as having a little bit more talent.
Yes, for sure.
Can we talk about the history of the Shadows and Section Tournament, the number of championships they've won in section tournaments here in Montevideo is just phenomenal.
How much time we have, Paul? This gets kind of lengthy, thank goodness. Yeah. But, I'd love to talk about it.
Well, Grayson, your mom retired, was that last year?
2001.
2001.
Sorry, 2021.
Well, I'm just going to run it down then. Here we go. 2008. It was before that, I'm sure.
Right. Before 2008, it was just La Capella Valley, Dawson Boyd co-opt in 2008. So that's
okay.
The Shadows. Yep.
Oh, so this is 2008 begins with the Dawson Boyd co-op.
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, they placed second at High Kick that year in the section.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2009 were champions. When were you in seventh grade? Were you on these teams?
No, I wasn't in seventh grade until 2016.
Okay, gee. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2010, they placed second, went to state again. 2011, they were High Kick champions. That's when they placed third at state. 2012, they were High Kick, second place High Kick. When did Jazz come in here?
Right, 2012, they also were runner-up in Jazz, yep.
Oh, they did? Okay, in section, so.
I believe that was...
Well, yeah, you can take it over.
I believe that was Hannah Johnson's first year coaching was 2012, Jazz.
The 11-12 season, yep.
Yes, yep.
Yep.
Go ahead. So 2015, we didn't qualify, it looks like.
Nope, I think that's the only year since 2008 here on our records that... we did not make the state tournament, and it was just a rebuilding year, you know. You have a lot of seniors come and go, and the year after that, we were a very young team. That was my seventh grade year after that, and 85% of the team were seventh and eighth graders, so it really puts it into perspective of how this program really has gone from the bottom all the way up to the top, and that's really cool to see.
Yep, go ahead. I'll let you take the sec. You got the section. Results there?
Yeah,
okay.
So since 2018, actually, La Caparo has won in Jazz here at the section tournament, and then in Kick, it's been a back and forth between La Caparo and YME, I believe. We are the defending Section 3A champions in Jazz and Kick from last year, so a lot of gold medals in the past 2 years here for the Shadows.
That's right, and just an amazing section tournament, Fall Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. It's just always a battle with Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, the Montevideo Montevideo Gold Dusters, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely is, Paul. I mean, we talk and we brag not only today, but you know, when we make it to the state tournament from Section 3A, we're one of the toughest, if not the toughest, sections every single year in class single A dance. I mean, and for years, you know, the YME Silhouettes in Jazz were nothing short of a perennial powerhouse as well, too. And that, I think, you know, set the Shadows program on a quest to not be like them, but to be better than them.
Yep.
And they set those goals and they kept accomplishing. But, you know, I just had a note here that Grace, you provided us, you know, YME State Jazz appearances, 26.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be number 27 this year. Our La Caparo Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, 9 State Jazz appearances.
Yep,
and
consecutively, I believe.
Consecutively, yep. And then YME and Kick has been there 25 times, and our Shadows Kick have been there 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then Montevideo for Jazz has been there 5 times in Jazz and 20 in Kick. You know, so these within Section 3 are kind of the three perennial powerhouse programs through the last 3-4 decades as well, but there's a lot of teams that are nipping at our heels every single year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think of Camby Mineota, the improvements that Camby Mineota has made over the years. I mean, they're just that close. Any other section, some of these teams would be going to state, wouldn't they, Grace?
Yes. Ken and I were talking before the show. So last week was our section, the team that I coach for. And if you really look at the numbers, there's a lot of teams here that will not advance onto the state tournament that would have if they were in any other section. So that just goes to show how much dance is just such a huge program over here in this, Southwest Minnesota. So, yeah, it'll be interesting today.
That's for sure. The gym is filling up here in Montevideo. You're going to hope you'll be able to hear us around 11:45 when they really kick it off. I tell you what, let's take a couple-minute commercial break here, and then when we come back, we're going to go through the order of the we do jazz first, right?
Correct.
We do jazz first, and we'll tell you what teams are dancing, what times, and talk a little bit about the music that each first team has, and then we'll do that, and we'll turn it back to you at the studios for a few minutes, Maynard, and we'll be back with more section dance team tournament from Montevideo High School right after this.
Attention fixer-uppers and tinker extraordinaires. Are you the type who can turn a wrench and fix anything from a leaky faucet to a broken heart? Well, have we got a job for you. UFP Miniota is on the hunt for maintenance tech superheroes. At UFP Miniota, we believe in fixing things and occasionally breaking for donuts. If you can troubleshoot, repair, and have a sense of humor, you're our kind of hero. Join us at UFP Miniota, where the only thing we can't fix is your obsession with office snacks. Apply today at UFP Miniota or call Crystal at 507-872-6177. Embrace the grease, be a maintenance marvel, and let the repairs begin. Join our UFP Miniota family today.
You give your best to grow it, expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency, where Mark, Deb, and Tiffany are ready to go to work for you. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency, experience you can opportunity provider.
Fixing Chiropractic provides chiropractic care. Their mission is simple: provide their patients with the best care possible. They achieve this through exceptional service and attentiveness to each individual's need. They also offer acupuncture and Graston and cupping services. Fixing Chiropractic has offices in Marshall, Wabasso, Slayton, and Miniota. Visit one of their locations. You can call 507-532-2655 to make an appointment or check out their website at fixingchiro.com. That's FIXENCHIRO.com. Fixing Chiropractic, they care about you.
As your local community bank, United Prairie's roots are firmly planted in southern Minnesota soil. We are the sixth largest community bank in the nation for agricultural lending, which means United Prairie lenders are experts in helping area farmers set up their operations for success. United Prairie is committed to supporting the growth of their ag clients. Want to grow your operation? Grow with United Prairie Bank, one of the largest ag lenders in the nation. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, offer new and used truck parts and tires. They're also the buyer of used salvageable trucks and trailers. Call 1-800-4593. Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports, along with Ken Fransky and Grace Johnson, sitting on one of the end of the gym floors here, waiting. They're going to start the dance Section 3A dance competition here around noon, and just kind of a pre-dance program here, isn't it, that we're doing?
Absolutely.
Are you excited?
So excited.
All right, let's talk about the day's agenda here, if you will, what's going to happen here.
Yeah, so we're going to start with the welcome and the introduction of the judges and teams and our national anthem around 12 o'clock. And then 12:10, our jazz competition begins. We'll go one side, the judges will switch sides, and then we'll finish up the other. Then there's going to be about a half-hour break for tabulation and scores, and then we'll start our high kick competition. Same thing, one side goes, judges switch sides, finish out the competition, and awards will be around 3:20.
So there's looks like there's 12 jazz teams that will be performing starting at 10 after 12.
Yep.
And is order of performance, Grace, is order of performance important?
In my opinion, I do believe that order of performance does give more true scores. So today, with Lackawanna Valley and YME being on the same side, I think that is really going to give true scores, especially with them dancing back-to-back together in jazz. And then in kick, Lackawanna closes out the day at competition, so that is really going to give true scores.
How do they pick the order of performance?
I believe it is random draw.
It's a random draw.
Pull the names out of a hat, so to speak, and then that's 1 through 12 today. Yep.
That's what they do.
Yep.
Okay, I didn't realize that, I don't think so. So let's go right down the line. The first jazz team to perform, and I'll give that to you guys.
Yeah, so first we have Bold, second Lakeview, third Montevideo, then Canby Mineota, McRae RCW, then Glencoe Silver Lake. Judges will switch sides. Then we have GFW, Lackawanna Valley, Dawson Boyd, YME, New Ulm Cathedral, Worthington, and St. James.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows jazz performance. Have you seen them perform?
I have seen them once live. My team competed at the same competition as them at St. Cloud Cathedral this past January. So that's the only time I've seen it live.
Okay. Well, who won that competition then?
St. Cloud Cathedral took first in jazz, I believe, and then Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd took first to kick.
Okay. All right, so you got to pick a song to dance in jazz, and do you have the list of the jazz competitors there for the Shadows?
Yeah, so this year they are dancing to Letter to Ari, so it's a Ariana Grande mix. They have these fun all pink uniforms, and the girls dancing are Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholtz, Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Poos, and Addie Tufto.
Grace, is jazz more difficult to learn and perform or high kick? What would you say?
Jazz always came a little bit easier to me, but I think jazz is harder technique-wise to learn. If you really didn't start at a young age, it is hard to kind of pick up on some of those things. But I do think there is it's pretty even between jazz and kick, I'd say, but different things, of course.
Okay. Yeah, interesting to get a dancer's perspective on that. And jazz can mean just about anything. I mean, it's got to be in the lines of what jazz is. It's being creative. You can basically dance or create a dance. You can explain it better than I can, Grace.
Right. So there is some
guidelines?
Yeah, there's some guidelines to make a jazz. A jazz routine has to be in between 2 minutes and 230 seconds in length.
So they time it.
Yes, there is kick counters and timers. So if you do not hit your time limit or you're under or over, you do get some penalties or some deductions on your score sheet.
Okay. So in fishing terms, that's like a slot limit.
Yeah, so for jazz, you can have up to 26 dancers. You really don't see 26 dancers out there for jazz around here. But if you go to some of those bigger schools, they do reach some of those higher numbers in jazz. So for a jazz routine, it must contain one turn or leap and jump. Like I said, if the requirements are not met, the routines are subject to either deductions or disqualifications. So.
Okay, interesting.
And then we have 10 dancers for jazz that Grace listed off.
Yep.
You know, one thing I noticed, Grace and Paul, is, you know, we're a pretty young team again this year. You know, we have, you know, total on the entire team, jazz and kick. You know, we have two seniors only, five juniors, five sophomores, three freshmen, and three eighth graders for the 18 dancers. Plus, we have two managers, which is important for the Shadows. We have four coaches, plus one, what I'm going to call marketing, fundraising, administrative person all the way around, Ellie Jacobs, who does that. So, you know, 10's a good number for jazz.
Yeah.
I think that looks good on the floor, in my opinion. You know, you get five or six, it looks a little thin. And like you said, Grace, we're not going to have any jazz teams usually in class that have 20 girls dancing, typically.
Right. I think the most Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd has ever danced in jazz, I think, is 11 or 12. So that's usually as big as they get around here. YME, maybe 12, 13, 14 around there somewhere. But, yeah, 10's a good number. I like 10 a lot. 9, 10, 11 is just the perfect size, I think, for jazz.
Okay. Does it help to be something? I know you took part of Valley Dance District.
Yep.
Kind of a help you groom to be into the Shadows. Does that help?
Yeah.
When you're in jazz?
Yeah, I danced at Valley Dance District when I was younger and then through my high school years as well. And kudos to that program. Valley Dance District has really made their name and has made a great program. And I think the Shadows and Valley Dance dance district, they kind of feed off of each other and they help each other, which is cool to see. Not all the dancers are in studio dance, but I think a majority of our jazz dancers, if not all of them, do go to studio dance at Ballet Dance District. So kudos to Whitney over there, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, and Dawson has Just for Kicks.
Yes, Megan Stratmon, former Shadows dancer, yeah, is heading that over there. And it's also, it's really fun to see those younger dancers get into the jazz and even kick dances, because you don't see that at studio. Yeah, we're starting them young.
All right, let's stay with the jazz. I know YME is very good in jazz. Cammie Bianiota, I was over there this past week visiting with Coach Shauna Verlin and Avery, and some of the I crashed their practice, actually. And boy, they're excited, you know. They only have five or six jazz dancers, but they're going to dance to Muddy Waters, and their captains are Isabel Thompson, Kylie Sturzinger, and Katie Munter. And so we're looking forward to that, too. So
yeah, I haven't seen those performances yet this year, so it'll be fun to see.
Well, like you said, Paul, that's a program that just keeps clawing their way better and better every year. And, you know, it seems like the last number of years, they get so close, but yet so far away to making it to state. But like you mentioned, if they would be in a different section, they might finish second or third in that section the way they score in Section 3, which is always disappointing. Not everybody gets to make it to the championship round.
Right.
I know year after year we get to see the judges' numbers on all the teams, and we say that every year. Look, at Montevideo would have been in this section, they would have got...
Yeah, first, second, or third round of state.
Right.
And a number of years ago, Grace, we had a season. I don't remember what year it was. We actually advanced four teams out of Section 3A because we had a few more teams total. So they kind of restructured where the four sections we have each get three teams to qualify this year again. So, but there was an odd year there where Section 3A did qualify four for state.
Okay, good. All right, I tell you what, let's take another commercial break here. And when we come back, we'll talk high kick and kind of wrap up our dance pregame show here as we get closer to the 12 o'clock hour when the competition begins. We'll do that. So we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac qui Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac qui Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located at 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business. Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup, and you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Are you ready to take the next step in your career? We've got the perfect opportunity for you. UFP Mineota is looking for a dynamic and ambitious individual to join our team as a production manager trainee. If you're passionate about production, eager to learn, and ready to lead, this is your chance. As a production manager trainee, You'll receive hands-on training, mentorship, and the chance to grow with a company that values innovation and excellence. Apply now at UFP Minneota and kickstart your journey towards a rewarding career in production management. Call Crystal at 507-872-6177, where your future is built on a foundation of opportunity and success. Join our family today. Apply at UFP Minneota.
Paul Ramo, Grace Johnson, Ken Fransky back here at Montevideo Senior High School this morning for section dance team tournament. And we're just minutes away from the first performance. And we can't wait for that. The award ceremony is going to happen around 3:20. They really stay pretty good on the time, don't they?
They do, Paul. You know, unless there's a musical malfunction or some sort of injury, which can happen in dance, it's pretty much every about 5 minutes they turn that four over to the next team. So it's not like we're going into overtime or anything like that. I mean, the judges have enough time if there's tiebreakers, criteria that be factored out. But, yeah, we start at dance. We should be wrapping up at about that 3:20 time frame. So it's a fast day of fun.
That's right. Grace, let's talk about high kick now. Why don't you go through the order of high kick and when it's going to start and when the shadows going to dance, the sensations.
Yeah, so we're going to kick off the high kick competition at 1:45. We're going to start with the teams facing east, starting with Canby Minneota, Glencoe Silver Lake, McRae RCW, Olds, Montevideo, Lakeview. Judges will then switch sides. Teams finishing will be New Ulm Cathedral, YME, Worthington, GFW, St. James, and closing out the show will be the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows.
Yeehaw! And according to Grace, Shadows are the last to perform in high kick this afternoon. And that's kind of an advantage, she said. So,
yeah, I think we'll get some good scores.
Why is that? Because you're fresh in the judges' minds? Or
I think just because up until, Lochaber Valley, it's a good program. It's a good routine. So they're going to, have those scores be a little lower before because, you're waiting for that better team to come out. So then when Lochaber, comes and dances, they're going to be higher scoring.
All right.
How much of an advantage, Grace? So in jazz, we've got 10 girls that dance jazz, and they'll dance kick. So they're in the eighth slot out of 12 teams in jazz.
Yep.
So that actually gives them more resting time than, say, if we were in the eighth slot in jazz and danced first, second, or third in kick. Is that important to get your legs rested up and things like that, too?
Personally, I like it when my girls and when I dance too, when they were closer together, it gives you less time to think about, what you got to do. And it keeps your body warm. Sometimes when you have too much time in between, you kind of just have time to just sit in it and, rest, and then you got to get your body warm again. They're good at getting back into it, so I think they'll have no problem today.
And what I like too, Paul, in kick, just like in jazz, we've got Yellow Medicine East and our Shadows in the same group. Now we go back to back in jazz, and we're spaced out by three teams in between us in kick. But I think that's an energy builder as well too. With what probably are the two favorite teams in Section 3A right now in jazz and kick, with a lot of close competitors for first, second, third slots as well. But I think that's going to make it extra exciting.
I agree. Yep.
Okay, Grace and Ken, what exactly do the judges look for when judging high kick? I know there's a lot of tabulation, a lot of things they do, and hats off to the judges. I wouldn't want to be a judge. How about you?
No way.
It's a hard job, for sure.
So what do they look for when the high kick teams are out there performing?
So it's about the same for jazz and kick. Obviously, you're kicking and kick and turning and jazz, but for the most part, it's about the same. So each judge's score sheet is worth 100 total points, and today I believe there will be either 7 or 8 judges. At a section and state level tournament, you're going to have 7 or 8. At a normal competition, 5. So the judges are looking for turning kick technique, leap and kick height, creativity, visual effectiveness, difficulty of choreography, difficulty of formations and transitions, difficulty of skills and kicks, placement and control, degree of accuracy, and routine effectiveness. So those are just the overall 10 categories. They go a little bit more into what actually those things mean, but they're pretty self-explanatory.
So just to expand on this a little bit more, the kicks, they have to, you got to have your toes above your head and pointed. Do they look for that? If somebody don't have their kick high above their head, that's noticeable.
And you get deducted from that?
Right. Right. There's a minimum number of kicks that have to be performed, too, right?
What is that number? Do you, does anybody know that number? How many kicks do you have to perform?
Too many.
They've actually dumbed it down a lot in the past few years. Even when I danced, it used to be a lot higher. It is now 35 to 55 kicks at waist or higher.
So there's somebody up there with a quick counter.
Yep, there's two kick counters per competition, and they have to watch every kick. And for a kick to count, like I said, it needs to be above the waist. And it needs to be performed by the whole team. So if you have half the team kicking and half not, they don't count those as kicks. Everybody has to do it.
So above the waist, Paul. Instant disqualification.
I probably could kick above my waist. Well, how about you?
I think I could, but it'd be painful the next morning. Yeah.
Can you still do it? Can you kick above your head?
It's a tradition at my team that every year before sections, the coaches have to do the routines.
Oh, really?
So last week, the coaches and I, we did the routines. And, like you said, Ken, I was a little sore the next day.
Awesome. Yeah, it's interesting. It's always interesting what the judges look for. So at the end of the awards, when you hear a team has a ranked score of 3 or 4, what exactly does that mean then?
So rank scoring really is just to balance out, like, opinions, possible biases or whatever. So the final score of each official gives a weighted into their rank for the meet. So, for example, each judge's highest score will be a rank of 1, and their second highest score will be a rank of 2, and so on. The whole scores are transferred to the point rank summary, so rank scores can be determined. The rank scores are then put all together with the highest and the lowest ranks being dropped. The remaining scores are then added together to get a total rank score. The team with the lowest rank score wins. So, like today, we're going to have 7 or 8 judges. So the highest score and then the lowest 2 ranks will be dropped to determine your final rank score.
So if we had, let's say, 7 judges, Grace,
yep.
they're scoring on 10 categories, 10 points per category. So that's 100 points per judge. So
yep.
a perfect total number of points, in theory, would be 700.
Correct.
Which probably never happens.
No,
because there's always mistakes and errors. I mean, that's just
right.
The human nature of sports. But then, like you said, if one judge was at a 700, that would be a rank point of 1.
Correct.
Because that would be a perfect score, a higher score than 699 or 599,
right.
So on and so forth. And
yep.
They drop the high and the low, kind of like an Olympic averaging. And I think you said it's important. So it takes some of that subjectiveness out, or
correct.
A judge had a bad day, a bad moment watching something, missed something, and it kind of eliminates a real drastic outlier being way too good score or way too poorly scored compared to the rest of the judges.
Right.
But then they would come back in on a tiebreaker type of
correct.
Criteria as well, too. They add the higher the lows back in as a tiebreaker.
Yeah, there's a lot of tiebreaker criteria that goes into it, but I mean, there's a chance that we might see it today. We see it at the state tournament, a lot of tiebreakers. So, yeah, if the ranks come out to be the same, then they start adding in back total points, taking out the highs and the lows, putting them back in. There's a lot that goes into it, but you always get a true score out at the end.
So if we had 7 judges today,
yep.
and the high and the low drops out, then a rank score of 5 would be the best possible rank
I believe
score.
Today with 7 and 8 judges, it's the highest and the 2 lowest with 7 and 8 judges.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the top 1 and the bottom 2 of
yep.
8 go out.
Yep.
So then you still have the best rank would be a rank of 5 because it's
correct.
2 through
okay.
6
yep.
all the way around. If they all said shadows were the best with
mm-hmm.
the best scoring, that would be a perfect score, so to speak, and rank would be a 5.
Correct. Yep. Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Let's talk about the shadows high kick routine. And the Sensations high kick routine as well. So who's on the high kick team, Grace?
For the Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, they are dancing to It's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel. They have...
I love that song.
It's a good song, very good kick song.
And he put a new one out at the Grammys after 20, 30 years. Billy
yeah.
Joel put out a new song.
So they're dancing to Billy Joel, black uniforms with these nice, cool white collars and like a little tie with some pink and orange in there. It's probably one of my favorite uniforms I've seen in a really long time from the Shadows, so that's cool to see. So dancing kick, we have Morgan Anderson, Addie Dahl, Foley Glaggy, Harper Grunholt, Molly Halverson, Reese Johnson, Foley Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Alexis Olson, Emerson Olson, Micaiah Poos, Julissa Ramos, Ella Stock, and Addie Tufto.
All right. How many girls is that roughly on high kick?
18, I believe.
18
yep.
okay. talented dancers right there. Okay. 8th graders.
And it's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
Timeless. Timeless song, timeless musical motto.
Yeah, oldies always win it, in my opinion.
Tammy Mineota Sensations, they're going to dance to the title of It's My Life.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, awesome.
Can't go wrong with good 70s, 80s, 90s rock either, so that might win the Ken Fransky Music Award. it might be a front runner already.
Yeah, we're going to talk with head coach Shauna Verlin in between one of the breaks today, and then she'll introduce her high kick team and stuff. We'll go through the names of the Sensations there as well. So I know they're really pumped to perform here today as well. And the Silhouettes, where do they perform? What do they dance to?
Yeah, the Silhouettes this year, their jazz music is called Illuminate. It's kind of a slower, more lyrical routine. And for High Kick, it is All You Need Is Love. It's like a love theme. They have these really bright, fun pink uniforms. It's a cool routine.
Isn't your aunt the coach there, too?
Yeah, my aunt, Julie Janish, came back out of retirement this year to coach. So it's been fun to see that. Both of her daughters are graduated out of high school. So, I mean, really she has no ties except for the love of dance and the love for the team. So it's been fun to see that this season.
All right. You got to get your mom out of retirement.
Yeah.
I know. It'd be a lot to get her out of retirement. I think she's enjoying retirement.
Now, is your other aunt still coaching at McCray RCW?
Yep, Janie Albertson, the head coach for McCray RCW. This will be, I think, like her 15th year with the team. So I don't think she's going anywhere soon either. So
That's special.
Yeah.
Very special.
Driving over here to Montevideo this morning along Highway 212, what a sight that was. I don't know who was responsible for putting individual signs, and there was a lot of them, black signs with red trim, and it had each Shadows girl's name on it, and some encouragement signs along Highway 212, and it went on forever. That was awesome.
That's a big, if the tradition's still there, that's a big parenting effort.
Yep.
You know, the beautifulness and the sexiness of the signs are the dance moms. The pushing them into the frozen soil, snowbanks, or mud is usually some dance dads that get up fairly early in the morning and put them in. But I took the route. You know, a lot of times when I come to Monty from where I live south of Dawson, you know, I'll cut the back way through Boyd and come in. Well, dance day, you got to go on Highway 212 and see what the real action's looking like.
That's right.
It looked great.
All right, we got 2 minutes here, and we'll wrap it up here, and then we're going to start the performance. Your thoughts on the section dance here. Let's get your final thoughts here. Are you nervous for the Shadows? You know the girls well, Grace. What's going through their minds right now backstage, if you will?
Yeah, it's been a tight season, I'd say, between Montevideo, Lacaball, and YME. I mean, everybody has beaten everybody, so I wouldn't be shocked if any of three of those teams won today. I really have no predictions. It's just going to be who comes out and performs the best today in both jazz and kick. So I think the girls right now, they obviously have a little nerve, but for the most part, sections is just a fun day. And so I know they're pumped up and I know they're ready.
All right, Ken, how about you? You got 1 minute.
I would agree, Paul. I think, like Grace said, it's been tight all year. It doesn't look like that's going to change. You know, inside secret, they had their team supper last night after practice. One of the coaches said they had an excellent practice.
Good.
The girls were feeling good. They were carefree, having a lot of fun. And I think that's what Shadows Dance is about. So it's about putting your best dances out today. We get one chance in jazz. We get one chance in kick. And it sounds like they're ready for that. So I expect good outcomes.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on the free dance.
It's the pre-Super Bowl of dance ball.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here today.
All right. All right. About a minute, then the jazz competition begins. We'll be back on the air around 1:15 this afternoon with our thoughts on the jazz and maybe with some interviews with some Cammy Mineo Sensations dancers as well. So thanks, Ken. Thanks, Grace.
Glad to be here.
Enjoy the tournament.
Go Shadows.
Go Shadows.
And we'll be back around 1:15 this afternoon.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Fixin' Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Sather Building Supplies, Dr. Tonestry Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market and Canby, NB Golf Cars, Lee Motor Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House Spirits Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bank, Purus and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Mineota Building Center, the Mattress Bar and Marshall. Section Sports brought to you by American Surplus, Montevideo, Pizza Electric Motor, Appleton Area Health,
P.K. Hagen's Restaurant, Larson Tiling Incorporated, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Gilcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludvigson Tiling, Heroes Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Prince Bank, Sawarable Designs, Kluber Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Section Sports brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Fine Insurance, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, by Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Trontassel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gisselson's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto. Section Sports also brought to you by Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Trigestad, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Sturdivant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92. QP Madison Dawson, time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.